finished our team meeting. I know they're in their offense and defensive meetings right now after their special team meetings. So we just took some time. We did not get a chance to watch a lot of the tape today. Again, another time for them to spend time with their coaches. But a little longer meeting, connecting on a few things that I thought that as a team we needed to visit about. But overall, just having a chance to look at tape, I think some of the things that we talked about last night still were pretty obvious today. You know, all three phases defensively played pretty well until the last couple series when we felt like we needed to get off the field and get the offense back the ball. I think when you look back earlier in the season, there was times when the defense did do that at the end of the game. They had to get big critical stops early to give the offense a chance. Last couple of games, we haven't been doing that. So that's what we talked about defensively. Although there was a lot of good, that was an area that we felt like needed to be addressed. Offensively, you know, had some good field position starts. You know, one obviously inside their own area. I think it was on their, 13 or 14-yard line. Really had a three and out and kicked a field goal there. So I thought the field position, the starting field position was better. You know, just didn't take advantage of that at times. You know, came away, you know, in the fourth quarter with a lead and had 2-3 and outs after the fumble. So, obviously, some things we can look at and learn from, and we have to do that.
What were some of the points you wanted to bring up to them today? Was that the third downs and or?
Yeah, I mean, the third downs, I think, was an area. I mean, we hit a lot of topics to them. I think part of accountability is speaking the truth, and that's what we try to hit on today. So, a lot of areas that we hit on.
Was Ngakoue a little bit better yesterday as far as his play?
Yeah, I thought both the rushers, you know, we end up with three sacks. So I thought we had pretty good push up front, some of our games that we did. And, you know, we changed up coverage a little bit on him too, gave him a little bit different look. So I think those things worked hand in hand where he had to hold the ball a little bit longer and help the rush.
What's the challenge that you have at left guard when Reed has to go in there? How'd he do?
He did pretty good. I think we'll evaluate that more in depth or talk about as a coaching staff after the meeting. I had a chance to spend some time with the offense, but, you know, specifically about that. I thought he did an admirable job.
Yesterday, confident this team can rebound and regroup. What are the signs do you see to make you say that?
Well, they've shown it before. I mean, it's, you know, I think these – things that are showing up, obviously they feel those things too, but they'll come and go to work on Wednesday and you know, we've had good weeks of practice, and you see it. I think when you watch this team going through a couple losses like we have, you wonder how they're going to show up, maybe the people that aren't around them, but the effort and how hard we play, that's not an issue with this team. It's more just, you know, making some decisions, critical decisions at the right time.
It's early, but Blake's shoulder, is that something you anticipate being an issue?
Just what I heard today, it sounds like he should be in good shape.
How about Yeldon?
Same thing. He, you know, I think that's going to be a little bit more day-to-day.
Putting Jalen where he can try and block the field goal, how athletically suited is he to that? It seems like he's ideal.
Yeah, we've had this going all year. I think we've made a little bit more emphasis later on or the last couple of games, you know, as a possibility. But he did it in college. You know, I talked to him about it. Mel talked to him about it. So, you know, we just wanted to make sure we had something like that if the appropriate time came up, and yesterday it did.
I'm sure all the guys take losing hard, but obviously the cameras caught Jalen yesterday on the sideline, very emotional, very upset, said, "I hate losing." Is he taking it maybe a little bit harder than some guys, other guys?
I don't know how you rank it, you know, just because.
How bad does it really bother him? He's never experienced something like this, obviously.
I think it bothers everybody in that locker room. I don't know if there's a scale that bothers some people more than others based on if they're emotional on a sideline. I think it bothers all of them, you know. I know it does.
What was the decision once Colvin went down to put Peyton in as opposed to House and then moving Jalen?
Right. Well, each week we have conversations in the back end how we're going to utilize, you know, our guys and how we're going to position them. I mean, it's no secret that at times Jalen, he'll match receivers. And this week we had a little bit different deal, and we always talk about depth-wise. You know, if something happened at nickel with J.J. down, who would be the backup nickel? And this week we had Peyton Thompson. He's been trained to play that position. So we got him a few more reps at that in case something would happen. You don't foresee it to happen, but it did happen in the game. So that's why Peyton went in immediately.
With the
injuries on the offensive line and obviously at running back, how much did that change the game plan moving forward?
Well, I think with the tight end, Mercedes, you know, we had to change up some things. But, you know, we did a good job. I think the run game was pretty evident. We tried to stick with that. So, I mean, you just have different personnel. But that, in any game, you got to be able to adjust, you know, on the run.
What was your impression of Denard and how comfortable are you using him moving forward if Yeldon's limited?
I thought he did a good job coming in. You see a little bit different burst in him, you know, the speed part of it. So, you know, that's what you kind of always seen that in Denard. So I think when he gets in the mix and he gets his opportunity, it's a change of pace with our running backs.
Is your confidence in Mike Mallory declined over these five games where the special teams?
No, I mean, I don't know what you say when a guy's unblocked and right there and misses the tackle. You know, it's not scheme. Yeah, it's execution.
How do you try and swap some guys in and out on those units, or is you limited because it's a
small? Well, I think this part of it, I think you always look at first. I've said this before. You look and say, you know, coaching, what can I do? How can we coach this better? How can, you know, we talk about near foot, near hip. You know, how can we, you know, show a visual of that? And so I think as a coach, you always take responsibility for it, and the player will take responsibility. So you just keep, you know, keep painting a picture of how it should look like, but those tackles we got to make.
You said you didn't watch a lot of film, but how shocking was it how open Ebron was on that 61-yard gain? It looked like there were three guys chasing Roberts down the field on that side of the field.
It's a route that we've seen before. You know, it got extended because of the long yardage distance, and then he got out of the pocket. You know, the end was trying to redirect and come to him and didn't get there fast enough. So it was just an extended play. And we have to plaster on that. So, and that's what didn't take place.
On the Roberts big gain, I think it was in the second quarter, picked up 40-something yards. Was there a bust in coverage? Or?
Boy, I don't want to get into it too much detail. We didn't perform a technique right, and it can happen, and then it just forces guys to push more width, and we didn't get the width we needed.
Also disappointment just that it's you guaranteed to not have a winning season, which I know was a goal. What's that like at this point, knowing that no matter what happens in the final six games, you can't have a winning season?
You know, I know. Someone asked that question last night, too. So, I mean, obviously you have objectives, and you have certain goals, and you write them down, and you put them away, and then you go to work. And so I think for us, it's, you know, we'll evaluate it at the very end and see where what took place. But, you know, now our focus is on getting this team healthy, addressing the issues that we had in the game, and getting ready for Buffalo.
A couple of times Julius had some quick outs, I guess, that were short of the first down marker. Did he run those correctly, or is he supposed to go a little deeper?
Well, you always try to run routes at the sticks, you know, so that you have an opportunity. At times, you saw we hit a back check down, and we got a first down off of that. It's more of a catch and run type. So there was a combination of those. You know, some routes you want to run past the sticks, and when you come back to the ball, you want to make sure you're at the down marker at the right place. So it was based on the route.
Hurts had two targets. Did they take him out of the
game? I didn't believe so.
How does he get more involved?
Well, you try to. I mean, we had 30 some attempts, I think, or whatever it took place with Blake. But, you know, I think you go through your progressions and you just follow it. And you're always looking to try to get the players involved, especially a guy like Hearns. He can make big plays for us. So, you know, every week could be different.
On the interception, what did you see on tape? The last interception.
The very last one? At the end of the game? I think it's thrown behind, and you know, and he tipped it up in the air. And when you have tips or overthrows, it's a good chance that there's going to be an interception.
Do you have a lean on Wells? Do you think you activate him today?
Yeah, we'll look at that. With some of the injuries, you know, I think we've got Dave and I will sit down and visit just our approach, you know, with some of these injuries that have taken place.
Got two turnovers, so it's good to get off that streak. I mean, is that?
Yeah, I thought, you know what, the first play on defense, you know, I thought it was a great play by Jalen. You know, I know we looked at it on tape, and, you know, I think you go back and forth on whether it was or not, but just the mindset. And, you know, that's what I saw in other games, too, where guys were going after the ball. Just, I think it was even more so, you know, we gave up some of the yak yardage, you know, after a catch or, you know, after an initial hit to really make an emphasis to go for the ball. So we were hoping for more, but, you know, it was cool to see that one pop up and then get, you know, a couple other opportunities.
Thinking that there was a fair catch, is that what the argument was on the punt return, that there was a fair catch signal?
Yeah, you know what? I think there's a couple plays when you look at it, you say, boy, could this have been called? And but again, I go back and say, well, we missed a tackle. You know, it's hard. I mean, it just sounds like an excuse to me. You know, he had his hand up, and we thought, well, we had a guy right there to make the tackle, and we got to make that tackle. Same thing on the long pass. Well, it could have been this, but you know what? We got a plaster, and we got to take him. So I think it's, you know, I want to keep in the mindset with this team and our players, what could we have done to keep that from happening?
A couple guys in the locker room said yesterday, can't believe it, Twin. When you talk to Dave and talk to your staff, do you sit there and say, how did this happen, or do you know exactly why it happened? I mean, is it?
Well, I mean, you know, we're not making enough plays, you know, and, you know, at critical times. I think you analyze every game and you see it, and then you see, you know, you try to attack certain areas. Turnovers are the thing that's the common denominator that keeps popping up. And, you know, is it penalties? Well, we've knocked that down from double digits to single digits, and I know we had that conversation before. It's penalties. Not all the time. You can be high in penalties and still win games, and you can be low in penalties and still lose games. But the turnovers, I think, is the big factor.
How do you think Telvin played without a lot of practice left?
I thought he played pretty well. I mean, it's a tough deal, you know, to put all those things away and go out in the field. And, you know, practice is everything to us. I mean, it's you get prepared there. You learn your trust to where you can play extremely hard in games. So to say that is – you know, you can miss practice and still perform at an extremely high level. It's very difficult. But I said, regarding the situation, I thought he played extremely well.
With the record the way it is, do you adjust any of the personnel at all to kind of give guys a little bit of a shot to see what they have? Or?
Well, I think you constantly are looking at your personnel, you know, in all three phases. And you're trying to, you know, best utilize their talent. And sometimes if changes take place because of that, then you make changes.